God gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29. Isaiah 40, 29, if you want to go in your Bibles, turn there and take a look. But as you turn and look, I wonder if we can relate to the people of Israel here. I always want to try to be relatable, but we need to. We want to understand a little bit more where they're at. And wonder to myself as I'm trying to do that and put myself in their shoes and try to sense what's happening in the passage. Do I always believe with full confidence that he gives power to the faint? To him who has no might, he increases strength. I want to say yes, because Jesus promised that he would not snuff out a smoking candle wick, nor would he break a bruised reed, right? He is gentle and he is merciful. And I know that it's not just Jesus, it's the Trinity, so it's the Father as well. This isn't just a New Testament concept, this gentle, merciful Savior. He's always been. These are always qualities that he has had. That's not something new about him. When I look at verse 29, I think there is, in the Heavenly Father, there is a power or strength or upholding that he gives to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. There is a time in the walk, in the experience of the believer, when you just can't take another step. And God does give something to keep going. There is grace and mercy for the survivor. And sometimes there isn't anything else that a person can do but just survive a time, a season, something they're going through. And there is grace and mercy in the Father for that person. And if that happens to be you, maybe you want to turn to Isaiah chapter 40 and read verse 29. But how do you know? Well, let's see a little bit more that's happening here. Verse 27 says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God." So Jacob, or the people of God, why do you say that God can't see your way? Your way is hidden from the Lord, and your right, or what would be right in my life, is disregarded by my God. And then the answer comes from the Father. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Now, I said that answer comes from the Father, but it's actually Isaiah writing the passage, right? And so he's asking his brothers, his sisters, his family. He's asking those that he cares for. Have you not known? Have you not heard that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth? You say he can't see you? Where did you get that? You say that he is not concerned with the plight that you're in, or the rightness or the wrongness of the situation that you're living in, and you say he doesn't see that, he doesn't care. Where'd you get that from? Now, you might say, if you're in the middle of a tough time, it's from my personal experience. He's just not showing up. This is hard, and I can't see or hear God. But in those moments, God is still gracious and merciful. Even when we say he's not showing up, he can undergird his people and get them through that time of doubt. He could do that. And he often does. I think when we get to heaven, we'll see that he has done that a lot more than we were aware of. But what I want to encourage you with tonight is that you don't have to stay in that place that Jacob is guilty of here. My way is hidden from the Lord. My right is disregarded by my God. He doesn't. You don't have to stay there. I've been blessed to have people around me that have encouraged me with the word of God to get me out of times when I'm like that. And God gave me grace and mercy to get me through that, yes. But he also would surround me with brothers in Christ, and sometimes sisters in Christ, that would give me a good word, give me an encouragement, and point me to the word of God and say, "Greg, this is what the Bible says about that. Now, what do you believe?" And I'd have to be confronted, even corrected. And at first, the correction doesn't feel good, but as I continue to meditate on that word, then I go from surviving the situation, to turning my gaze upon the Lord, trusting in his truth, even if I can't see it yet, trusting his truth, and then something different happens. I go from just getting enough to get me through, survive mode, to something else. Verse 30. Remember that even the youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. In other words, it's not that you lack youth. It's not that you just lack strength. That's not, because even if you had the full strength of your youth with the wisdom you now have, you still have days where you fail and you fall. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And what I want to encourage you with tonight is that, yes, God is graceful. It's full of grace and mercy on behalf of his children. And he'll show up if all you're doing, if all you can do is survive. He'll show up. Yes, he will. He loves you. However, if you want to experience running and walking and even flying through your situation with the joy of the Lord blowing air up under your wings so that you can take flight like the eagle, then you've got to turn that survival mode over into waiting on the Lord. And that the difference there is the difference that I just read to you in verse 27 to 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary, and his understanding is unsearchable. You've got to remind yourself who he is. And this is just one passage you can do that from. And I want to encourage you to go do that. Those of you that are in survival mode, yes, I want to encourage you. As others have encouraged me, go to the Word of God. Find yourself not just surviving, but waiting on the Lord. And as you renew your mind, you will find your strength renewed. And not just given enough to get by, but the wings of heaven blowing up under your wings and lifting you up, the winds of heaven blowing up under your wings, lifting you up to soar like the eagles through that time. You can. I have also been in survival mode. It is a choice. And so I offer you a choice. Choose to wait on the Lord. I hope you have a blessed week. We'll see you next time.